This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. Governments around the world are trying to take action to protect their populations from surging cases of COVID-19, some among the worst in the pandemic. Driven at least in part by the Omicron variant of the virus that causes COVID-19 that is spreading rapidly around the world. In Britain, following a lengthy meeting of his cabinet Monday, Prime Minister Boris Johnson said his government reserves the possibility of taking further action to protect public health as the Omicron variant spreads across that country. He said the cabinet agreed to keep the COVID-19 data under constant review hour by hour. He said the situation is extremely difficult with cases of Omicron surging and hospitalizations rising quite steeply in London. Previously, Johnson had promised there would be no repeat of last year's Christmas lockdown. Britain Monday reported a 60.8% increase in cases this week over the previous week. In the United States, the White House has announced U.S. President Joe Biden will address the nation Tuesday on the status of the fight against COVID-19 and discuss government help for communities in need of assistance. In a statement, the White House said Biden will be issuing a stark warning of what the winter will look like for U.S. residents that choose to remain unvaccinated. Also Monday, the governor of the eastern U.S. state of Maryland, Larry Hogan, reported he had tested positive for COVID-19. From his official Twitter account, Hogan said he'd been vaccinated and boosted and was feeling fine as of early Monday. He joins two U.S. senators who also tested positive for COVID-19. Sunday, in separate statements, Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren of Elizabeth Warren and New Jersey Senator Cory Booker said they'd also been fully vaccinated with two doses and a booster, and their symptoms were mild. All three officials encouraged everyone to get vaccinated and boosted if eligible. This is VOA News. The European Union's drug regulator, the European Medicines Agency, Monday granted conditional approval to a fifth COVID-19 vaccine made by U.S.-based biotech company Novavax for use among the EU's 27 member nations. In a statement, the EMA said it granted the conditional authorization for the two-dose vaccine for people 18 and over. They cited two studies showing the vaccine to be just over 90% efficient in reducing symptomatic COVID-19 cases from 7 days after the second dose, with only mild to moderate side effects. The authorization of the new vaccine comes as European nations are battling surges of COVID-19 cases and the growing threat of the Omicron variant. The Novavax vaccine must still be confirmed by the EU's Executive Commission, though the bloc has already ordered up to 100 million doses of the vaccine, with an option of buying 100 million more. The Novavax shots join those from the Pfizer-BioNTech, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson, and AstraZeneca in the EU's vaccine arsenal. Defense lawyer for an Egyptian activist and prominent figure from the 2011 Arab Spring movement is headed back to prison after being sentenced Monday to 5 years on charges of spreading fake news. Ala Abdel Fattah was released in 2019 after being sentenced in 2014 for participating in an unauthorized protest and allegedly assaulting a police officer. Shortly after his release, however, he was rearrested following a government crackdown for allegedly spreading fake news, misuse of social media, and joining the Muslim Brotherhood, which was declared a terrorist organization in 2013. Also sentenced to 4 years each were Abdel Fattah's former lawyer and a fellow activist. Several Western governments and human rights groups have criticized the sentences. Since the 2011 Arab Spring, which saw the toppling of longtime leader Hosni Mubarak, Egypt's government has been cracking down on dissidents. An Ohio-based aid ministry says American and Canadian missionaries working for the group in Haiti and abducted in October are free after a daring escape last week. During a news conference Monday, officials with the Christian Aid Ministry detailed the missionaries' journey to safety, saying after they escaped, the group of 12, which included an infant and other children, walked for miles at night and navigated using the stars. The aid group spokesman, Weston Showalter, told reporters as dawn broke they found someone to help them make a phone call and they were rescued. The 12 escapees were among 17 people abducted October 16th after visiting an orphanage in Gontier in the Croix-de-Bicois area. After the escape, the 12 boarded a U.S. Coast Guard flight for Florida, where they were reunited with the hostages who had been freed earlier. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer, VOA News.